and in the body, and you know, he was peaceful, the person. Hare Krishna. Now, Traktaka, or looking at the picture of the Hare Krishna mantra, is very, very, very effective. Because while you do this, your eyes go into this energy center, the Trikuti, and the mind becomes peaceful. If you can just do this, you will see wonders. You will be able to just sit. It takes a little practice. I know some of us are not so much practiced in the art of meditation. The simple mechanical rules are to be followed, and then the mind is there, and you experience wonderful states of Krishna consciousness in an immediate way. Therefore, Prabhupada says, chant and hear, bas. That's all. Bas means enough. Bas. Huh? Rajashri, bash. Bas. Yes. Yeah. Saptik. So this is very, very, very nice. Now, we will... I've thought for a long, long time about if I will take you a step further. And I have decided to teach you something which is in Japa, to open up a little bit your Trikutsky. I would now like to bring your mind a little bit into a hearing experience. I will make some sounds, and I will request you to identify these sounds for me. Now, I really wish that the mind starts to listen. This is the exercise. So, you are requested to again take on your concentrated posture. For those who feel some discomfort in this posture, don't worry. After this, we will teach you how to sit properly. Our Zasha will take us on a yoga excursion. So, when you are ready, I request you to close your eyes again. And bring your concentration to the breathing. I will now make some sounds to you. Don't worry, it will not be loud sounds. And I request you to identify these sounds. But before doing so, I request you to become a detective of sound for a moment. Please try to hear everything which is in this room at the moment. Can you hear the sound of the loudspeakers when they are silent? Now, with your attention, I request you to go in your attention outside. Can you hear the people talking outside? Thank you. Now I request you, can you hear what happened? A car started, huh? Now I request you to go with your attention into the kitchen. Let us wait until the car has left us. Concentrate. Can you hear anything, any sound from the kitchen? That was not from the kitchen. There it is. No. I'm sorry, I also can't hear something from the kitchen at the moment. All right. Now, listen very carefully. And while your eyes are shut, tell me what sound you hear. What was it? Someone said tissue. That was not right. I will make it again. Paper. You know everything. Thank you. Sound which is a little bit more difficult. It might be a little funny. Yeah, it is. But what was the water doing? Pulling, you know everything, pulling in the thing. Now a sound which you're not so familiar with. Metal on the plastic, huh? You're getting more difficult. Opening the window, that was not correct. Vyasa-san. Opening the case for the spectacles. Thank you. You are becoming Sherlock Holmes of hearing. Another one, which I believe is simple for you. Now it will become very difficult. I will request you now to chant in your own speed. That means there will be many Hare Krishna mantras in this room, but your ear and your concentration should only find the sound which you produce. First you will struggle a little, but then you will make a wonderful experience. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have to give it all the best. It's not so easy now. Now I will give you a help. How you can really hear very clearly your own chanting. It's a little, I've seen this often in India, it's a little, I call it the mobile phone chanting. Please look at I'm doing. I'm taking my left hand and I'm touching here above my left ear. I'm just touching. And then I'm moving the hand a little bit. You have to make experiments when the sound is very much there in so that I can hear very, very clearly my own chanting. So now where our hearing is extremely sensitive through these exercises, you will see a miracle happening. Just chant now like this. Move it sometimes a little upper and downer until you hear it very much. And chant in your own speed, please. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. How was that? Anyone would like to share? Not all at once, please. Yeah, Madhupati, Pati. Like a stream, and the mantra was very present, and I could hear. Ante? Yeah, it was listening on phone with the whole attention there. Yeah. See, it's really very, very, very powerful. If you just adopt these teachings, I would really like to read this. This revealing, most revealing purport of Prabhupada again for you, and also for Dharmagupta and Krishna Jivani. It's really amazing. Prabhupada says, hearing is more important than thinking in this age. Because one thinking may be disturbed by mental agitation. You know, the story knocks on your awareness. Hear me, hear me. But if one concentrates on hearing, he will be forced to associate with the sound vibration of Krishna. Krishna and the sound vibration, Krishna, are non-different. So if one loudly vibrates Hare Krishna, he will be able to think of Krishna immediately. We will now go to a more advanced practice. I would like to now do the same thing which I have done with your speaking and hearing. That is to make it more sensitive, more free from the clutter, from the garbage of material sound vibration which is there. I would like to now bring your mind to hear. See, we have so far heard with our ears, and we have seen with our physical eyes. But we are not satisfied here, because you can see mindless, like it often happens to me. I'm reading something, and then Ananda Gopal comes with a medicine which I have to take, and he gives it to me, and I stare at him, and I don't understand what he means, why he holds this now before me, because I see, but my mind is somewhere else. Have you noticed this, Ananda Gopal? It is, and he needs to explain to me now what I should do with the medicine, because I'm just now writing a new chapter in my book in my mind. I can't, you know, it's fully occupied, and so on. So, you can see something, but your mind cannot, may not register it. Isn't it sometimes you see someone before your eyes and you, what was his name? What was his name? What was Sridhar? You know, then we know Sridhar is his name. You know, or what is his name? Then it comes Sasha is his name. You know, so we want to bring our mind now there, and I will make now a little exercise which you will like very much. I again request you to sit in the pose where you can have the maximum amount of concentration. Watch where is your pelvis. Pelvis, the normal word is hip. Watch your chest. Is it open? But don't force it. It's relaxed. See if your head and neck are straight. Okay, and when you are ready, close your eyes, please. Bring your awareness to your nostrils, where the air comes into your body and from there into the lungs. How does it feel in your nostrils when the air moves into your body? Just watch the feeling. Right, and now I invite you to come with me to a mind sensitive, the English word, we make the mind sensitive now. We want to develop the inner vision, which we will soon need when we meditate about Krishna's transcendental form. Whenever you hear this sound, I will give to you a little command, command or suggestion to visualize something. Visualize means you let an inner picture come before you and watch it. The blue, cloudless sky above our island Braj. Now try to see in your inner vision without opening the eyes the blue cloudless sky here on our island. If absolutely no picture comes, you can just quickly open your eyes and look through the windows, and you will see the blue cloudless sky over our island. The blue sky with clouds. See a white cloud, please. A cumulus cloud, if you know what it is, or any cloud. A round pizza with good melted cheese, which covers the olives, which are like bumps, and capillaries. It should be round. There should be an idea of red tomato juice. Hare Krishna. Can you see it? Very good. Very good. Anywhere is all right. All right, let's concentrate a little bit. It will become now a little bit more difficult. The place where we sat yesterday evening. See the rocks. See the water of the Adriatic Sea. now in your mind's eye see the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on which you had fixed your Trikuti or Agya Chakra during the first part of the exercises. Please start now. If you cannot see it, you may open your eyes just very briefly, like a camera who makes a snapshot, and then close and see it again. Start now, please. Finally, I request you for something very spiritual. Please give it your best. See in your mind's eye the beautiful form of Radha Kunya Bihari, the deity in the center of the altar. If you wish to be sure that you see the form correctly, you may also open your eyes almost like the lens of a photo camera, or the, I don't know what it's called, this blender of the photo camera, and like a snapshot. Then close it and try to see the form again. You have 30 more seconds for this. Okay. Remain in this space. Remain relaxed. Now look at the altar and go. We will do a little guided guided visualization now. Please look at the lotus feet of Krishna, whose name is in this form Kunya Bihari. Go a little higher to the his dhoti. Please move higher. Watch his garland and the necklace which he wears, and then go upwards to his chest, higher still to his beautiful face, can you see the hair? And how long it is. Can you see the eyes, the eyebrows, and this most outstanding hairdress and turban? What does he have on the turban? Don't say, don't, just see. Do the same thing with Srimati Radharani. Start down where her feet are. Slowly move higher. You want to see everything, the decoration, the ornaments, a wonderful transcendental form. please look at the hands. What are the gestures? By the way, one hand is blessing you. Then go to the beautiful face of Srimati Radharani. Her wide open eyes. Beautiful hair which comes in waves. Now look at the divine couple as a couple. It means see two of them at the same time. Just look at them and try to really see them. Now I request you to combine sound and sight by perfectly engaging in chanting Krishna's holy names. We will all chant together. And we will look at the deities for some time, and then I will give you a most amazing, interesting thing to do, exercise to do. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Continue, please. You really need to look at Radha and Krishna. Just be very concentrated. Be concentrated on seeing and hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. One more mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Now, it will be the last exercise in the form of traktaka or visualization and concentration of the sight. Huh? We will now move to our inner eyes. I will request you to close the eyes, and while you close the eyes, I will guide you to move up from the lotus feet to Kunya Bihari's beautiful face. Huh? If you're ready, please sit properly and then close your eyes. Very carefully move with your mind to the feet of the Lord. Then move up to his legs, knees, see the dhoti, see his belly, chest, pearl necklaces and garlands, and echo Kastuba gem. His neck. And now see the face. The eyes. Such big eyes. He smiles slightly. See the hair. The turban. And the ornaments on the turban. Decorate the turban by putting a peacock feather on it. Now we will do the same thing by chanting very softly. As you chant, I will give you some suggestions. Hare, start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Continue. In your mind, I see the lotus feet of Krishna and move gradually up. The dhoti, the belly and chest, the necklaces and garlands. Now his wonderful face with the big eyes. Rama, Rama, Rama. The hair. Turban. Turban ornaments and the peacock, which you put, peacock feathers. Na Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Stay with your mind in this practice for a minute or so. See the Lord while you glorify his name. Whenever the mind tries to move away from Krishna or moves away from the holy name, we should not be so agitated or so disappointed. We should just bring it back. And after some time when you chant, the form of the Lord will come and you will chant with devotion. So, I don't even know if I should speak. You all look so peaceful. It's powerful, isn't it? It's a new space for the mind. If you have still a lot of agitation in the mind, the new space is irritating. What has happened to me? What is the Swami doing to us? It's very, very simple. We try to stop the talk of the mind, the story of the mind, and make it our friend by not being in the way, but by helping us to contact Krishna's name and Krishna's transcendental form. And when we have practiced the mind in this, he will do it automatically, because if he is in contact with Krishna's name, if he is in contact with Krishna's form, he will become purified. That means all the tension, all the anxiety, all of the material planning, and maybe most of our material personality will just disappear and make room for Krishna. In our mind, or in our heart, we could say there is a vacuum, a God-shaped vacuum, and only if we put him in the, if we put the Lord back in his place, only then will it be possible for us to be satisfied and happy devotees. As long as the vacuum remains there, this empty place, this empty space, we will try to fill it with material things, material plans, material goals, and we will only be more and more frustrated. Krishna, Krishna. You are a different audience now. You should be in my situation and see all of you. I'm totally bewildered by you. Not bewildered, impressed. I would now like to come to the last exercise of today, because we want to stop a little earlier. I would like... How are you? Is this already... Maybe because it's so peaceful now, maybe we should just keep on chanting. What do you think? I think like this. No exercise now, chanting. Because we are now in a good situation. We will chant. I request all of you to chant together 15 rounds. Wrong. I'm sorry. I said the wrong. 15 minutes. Then we are absolutely sure that we can all finish two rounds together. And then I will prepare you for what comes then, and for the afternoon session. So it will be 15 minutes up to 5 minutes past 35. I will sit and look at the deity, because you are all so lucky. I have to sit here and you can sit there. See them. We will chant in our own tune. Hare Krishna. So, congratulations, we have done the first part of our mind control or mind training is the word, workshop. In the afternoon, we will enter into a very, very wonderful practice. We will actually try to connect with the super soul. That will be a wonderful exercise, and we will then go into what I consider is the best discovery of this Japa workshop. We call it the Cathedral of Sound. It's where we really experience how the sound vibrates in each layer of our personality. And you won't believe it. I mean, it's really wonderful. For now, I want to close this session and I want to make two announcements. One is, we will start our yoga demonstration, which is meant to give you a few tools how to have stretch the or make the body ready so that you can sit in that triangle position where the energies of concentration are coming to your aid. That will start in 10 minutes. Now it's only in 8 minutes. Down there in the shade, please go and dress appropriately so that when you do the exercises, your clothes don't embarrass you by moving all over the place. So the prasadam will be also taken. Sundarananda is here. When is it realistically ready? We are not in a 2 o'clock. The prasadam is served at 2 o'clock. So those who do yoga, it will take. We will go for quarter past eight. Quarter past two, of course. Maybe a little longer, but 5 minutes longer. And so you won't miss anything on prasadam, because then those who are not taking part in the yoga class, they start already filling up their plates. Those who want to come, please move quickly so that we really can start on time. And the others who want to have a little pause, which I can also understand, to be a little not so full with activities, the prasadam is at the same time. Yes? Second announcement, I will see you please at 4:30 in the afternoon, all together in this temple. Have a wonderful time. Until then, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.